Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
I recently looked through a book that I have read a long time ago just to see if I find something to think about for a day or a week. And I came across a story that reminds me of today's epistle. The story goes like this. There was a young man who went to monastery to see this well-known priest who was considered as a great spiritual father to many people who came to see him. After a while, this young man finally got a chance to talk to this elder, and this young man started to talk to him about many of his problems and issues in his life. And after a while, this young man, after his monologue, he stopped and asked the elder, "What am I doing wrong?" And rather than the elder trying to fix every issue that this young man said to him, he asked him a few simple questions. "Do you pray? Do you pray daily? And do you go to confession regularly?" This young man replied to both questions, "Not as much as I should." The elder replied to this young man, "Look, listening to you and your problems, you cannot be surprised that things are not going the right way. When we cut ourselves from God, when we stop communicating with God, then the darkness surrounds us and we lose our ways. It's like going for a walk in a forest with a candle, and we decide that in the middle of the night we will blow out the candle, hoping that we will find our way back. And yet we have no sense of direction because we have no light. The responsible thing would be to take the matches with us so if the light goes out, we have hope that we will find our way almost immediately." And the Endo continued, "You have to awake from the state that you are in and to start to work on your salvation. You have to crucify yourself and your desires. If you find yourself being pulled away from the path of salvation, find what is that thing that is pulling you away from God and cut it off immediately. Nothing in this world will bring you salvation. Nothing and nobody." The young man, after the conversation, left very sad because it seemed like an impossible task at that moment. But while he was leaving, he gained hope and courage. And after a few months, he came back to see this elder, and he came to thank him because his life has changed 180 degrees. He became a new man. When I read the story, my first thought was, "Wow, this elder is really tough." But after a while, I realized that what this elder said is true. We are surrounded by all kinds of distractions that pull us into darkness and make us literally forget God. And then it almost becomes like addiction. "Well, I skipped my prayers, for example, and nothing bad happened, so I can skip my prayers again tomorrow. I don't have to slave over my prayers if nothing happens to me." God is merciful. God loves us, and He does not strike us down when we skip or don't do our prayers or any other ascetical spiritual exercise. But what happens then? By our own doing, we become more irritated, angry, frustrated. those people who might not have bothered us are bothering us way too much. And maybe we fall into other sins that could be prevented. And look, the prayer is one of many spiritual exercises where we need to keep as baptized Christians. It's not what if, it's a must. If we don't keep the spiritual exercises, then what will distinguish us from atheists? Or those, and sometimes I hear people say, well, he was a good person. Never seen him in church. Or people who are against the church or against the church teachings. What will distinguish us then if we don't practice our faith? It is difficult to crucify our wills. When we try to pray every morning and evening, the basics, we will experience huge pushback which makes us uncomfortable. And at the same time, we start to wrestle with our ego. And when we try to wrestle with our ego and put a handle on it, it becomes a fight. Fight that many times we choose not to fight. We give in. I'll do my prayers later. That's how it starts. The fight is not easy, but it's necessary fight that we must do every single day for the rest of our lives. When we try to pray in the morning and evening, and then we do it for a month without any breaks, then we will find out that something within us has changed. Maybe I'm less angry. Maybe I'm less frustrated. Maybe I don't want to strangle that person who annoys me every single day. And then if we continue to exercise these prayers and other spiritual exercises for 3 months, we will realize that we cannot live without those prayers. Each one of us has some kind of experience like this, where we are distracted, where we are overwhelmed with all the things that we have to do in the world. And when we are constantly pulled away from Christ, or even when we reject the burdens of Christian life. This is where we have to stop ourselves and evaluate our life and our life decisions. We have to make a decision. Do I want to live a Christian life or not? It sounds harsh, but in reality is that we cannot jump from side to side. I'm a Christian today, I'm not Christian tomorrow. Because we will burn out, and we will choose just one side. And the first thing that we will drop are these ascetical or spiritual exercises, and then our whole life spirals out of control. And then we blame God that He has not taken care of us. We can't think that when we die and are standing in front of the just judge, that we will be able to argue and communicate our way to paradise. We need to realize how precious paradise is and how difficult it is to attain. We hear in the scripture, people have to cross through narrow gate or narrow path. It's not a highway. So let us become this courageous and hopeful people as this young man has become. Because it is not too late to acquire paradise. Because it is our first and foremost duty to acquire this paradise. And we have to start living this paradise on earth, because what we have here we will take over to heaven. Let us look at our life and see where we can crucify ourselves and where we can choose God instead of worldly desires. It takes only very tiny steps to heaven. Only through crucifying our wills and ourselves, we will attain paradise. Glory to Jesus Christ.